Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To Israel and Jerusalem, Jordana Miller is our ABC News correspondent who is live with us this morning from Jerusalem. Jordana, when we were checking in yesterday, we did not have any clarity on who might be the new prime minister. Is there more clarity this morning or is it still a mess?
John, there's a little more clarity this morning. The Central Election Committee has now given us the results after 99% of the votes counted, and it doesn't look good for Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. His challenger, General Benny Gantz, has pulled ahead of Netanyahu's Likud party, 33 seats to 31. Remember, this is a parliamentary system here, so it's all about putting together those blocks, those alliances that will give one side or the other more than 61 seats. And now it looks like one of the ways to do that would be to form a national unity government. It looks like Benny Gantz will have the first shot at doing that. And it's just, you know, the prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, doesn't really have the leverage anymore to claim the top spot. In fact, he may have to just step down and let his party form a unity government with Benny Gantz. That would be, you know, the right and the center coming together. But I will say this, John. Netanyahu is a fighter. He is not going to go quietly. It may be that he will, you know, dig his heels in. His party will stay behind him. He'll refuse to join any government. And it may be that we could possibly head for a third snap election. We're going to have to see how things play out in the next few weeks.
A third election, is that unprecedented?
It would be unprecedented. This second election was unprecedented. And everyone's vowing to try to avoid that. But it's you know, somebody has to fold in the picture in order to put together an Israeli government. It doesn't look like it's going to be the IDF General Benny Gantz, because he's going to claim a kind of victory, right? He is the party that won the most votes. And Netanyahu, on the other hand, is going to try to somehow cling on to power. He's not one to leave quietly. And there is, you know, the reason Netanyahu lost is not only the voters, it's because one of his allies on the right basically left him and said, you know what, you are too dependent on these ultra-Orthodox religious parties that are beginning to control too much of Israeli society. They're taking too much money. They're deciding what we can do on Saturday, on the Sabbath, and what we can't do. And, you know, this is the former defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman. He's kind of the character in this Shakespearean drama, because he's really the reason that he's the one who's denied Netanyahu a victory. Because if he joined Netanyahu, he'd have a right-wing government. So,
well,
I'm interested in that. Have to kind of play it. Yeah,
I'm interested in that explanation, because, you know, most of the coverage we get in the United States seems to be about how Israel defends itself from some neighbors who are salivating over it. And that sounds like there's some real domestic issues, some cultural issues that are influencing this more than what I would have expected at just, you know, reading the papers on a daily basis.
Absolutely. And that's the fascinating part. You know, Netanyahu on the world stage is a different person than the Netanyahu that voters relate to. You know, he tried on the election, you know, on the campaign trail to say, you know, I am the top diplomat. Look at my close ties with President Trump. I mean, the president here is everywhere. He's on posters, on buildings, billboards. You know, Netanyahu really tried to say Trump is, you know, he's my closest ally and Israel's closest ally. You need to vote me in again because I will look over Israel's interests. And, you know, I keep the country safe. But in the end, the debate ended up turning on some of these domestic issues. And it shows that not only did people, you know, feel that Netanyahu, in a sense, had failed them on some of the domestic issues, but perhaps he was giving these ultra-Orthodox parties a little too much power.
Wow. Very interesting and illuminating, something that I'm not reading much about. So, Jordana Miller, I appreciate that. Live from Jerusalem, our ABC News correspondent. Thank you very
much. Thanks,
John. We'll come back. And as always, we'll check traffic and weather together. Next on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.